Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I just want to do God's will. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. You see, when I was young, I gave God my hand, and I told him to lead the way. Though the road has been rough, and the going's been mighty tough, still I ain't going nowhere, I'm out here to stay.
were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there. I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that can declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you. If I'm living back,
thank
you. Is my giving back.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy Saturday morning. Welcome, 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 everybody. This is Praise in the City. A little extra praise this morning. Hopefully you enjoyed it. As always, you know, Praise 103.9 FM always provides you with the best praise music to get your day started, to keep your day going. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Welcome to Praise in the City on this edition. It is really, really like... It is awesome to talk about our topic today because of everything that is going on in the world. We are in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, in honor of the holiday weekend. Today we are talking about the importance of films like Selma. Selma is a film that is now in wide release. It has already won an award for Best Original Song at the Golden Globes last week. That song was performed and produced by Common and John Legend. Wonderful song. It was a very impassioned speech that Common gave, and John Legend, but Common in particular gave a very impassioned speech at the acceptance. Selma has been nominated for an Academy Award for this year for Best Picture and also, again, for Best Song. But there are several initiatives going around to make sure that young people see this film. So we want to spend some time in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and his work to talk about this film specifically. And I want to hear from you. Call in. We'd love to have a conversation with you about this. Call in if you, A, are planning to see the film. Tell us why. On the flip side of that, you know, if you're not planning to see the film, tell us why. And B, tell us why you think it's important for young people, you know, high school, junior high school aged people to see this work. Give us a call at 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. We would love to have your comments on this. It's really interesting because when I was thinking about what our topic was going to be this week, this movie just kept coming up in my mind because so many people on social media have been saying, listen, if you haven't seen the film, you must go check it out. It is wonderful. Please go check it out. It's very powerful. It's very moving. And then when I talked about it with a couple people I encountered, you know, just in passing or at work or what have you, there were a few people who said, you know what, I don't want to see the movie because I lived it. I don't know that I understand fully that sentiment. I didn't live it. I'm too young. I missed Selma, the actual Selma. I missed the actual march. I missed most of the movement. So I can't say that I lived it in that respect, but I found that very surprising for this man, African-American man, who said, yeah, you know, I missed it. I don't want to see the movie because I lived it. I'm sorry. I don't want to see the movie because I actually lived it. So if you are in that vein, if you lived through the civil rights era, how are you perceiving this film? Have you gone to see it? Do you want to go see it? Give me a call. I'd like to hear your take on it. Definitely younger people who clearly have missed that whole section of history in terms of living it because you're too young. I'd like to get your take on it, too. Are you interested in seeing it? Or is it just that your parents are like, no, boo-boo, you're going to go check this out. Give me a call, 215-263-1039. Joining me to talk about this topic and all things surrounding this topic is my news guru friend, who is a good friend to the show, Miss Denise Clay, joining us via the telephone. Denise, good morning.
How are you?
I am breathing on schedule, thank you.
Well, that's good. Breathing off schedule can be a problem.
Oh, yes, a big one. So we are not doing that, but we are talking about Selma this morning and its importance, its relevance, how people are perceiving the film. We can even get into the snubs because, you know, the latest news is how it's been snubbed by the Oscars. And Spike Lee actually had a couple choice words yesterday about...
Words you probably shouldn't repeat on a gospel station.
Not just shouldn't, won't. So you don't have to worry about that over up in here. But, let's start with the film itself. Why is this so important? And how? Why is it? Has it been so well received?
Well, it's important. Well, let's start with the whole reception thing.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why people are buying blocks of tickets to take middle school students and, embracing this film, particularly in the African-American community, is because of how the story is told.
Mm.
If you remember the movie Glory, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Denzel Washington's first Academy Award.
Right.
The story of Glory was actually about a colored regiment. Mm-hmm. In the Civil War, an all-black regiment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be the story of how this regiment participated in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
and all of that. But the way that the story was told, it wasn't told from the perspective of the soldiers. It was told from the perspective of their commander,
right.
a white man named Robert Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, that's fine. We got to know everything we possibly could about him, but we didn't really get to know a lot about the soldiers themselves, the people who were actually making the history. Where Selma is different is how the story was told. The story is not told from the perspective of, say, Lyndon Johnson or any of the other white people who came and helped in terms of the Voting Rights March of 1965. It's told from the point of the people who actually organized it. It's told from the point of Dr. King and Hosea Williams and all of those people who went through, you know, who organized this march across this bridge and who ended up getting, you know, beaten, very severely beaten the first time they tried it, which ended up getting this beating shown on television, which ended up attracting a lot of the people who were white that, you know, saw this and said, okay, we have to be here because we can't allow this to go on.
Right.
And that's what makes Selma different in that regard, because we very rarely, if ever, see movies about things that have happened in our history or things that have happened, you know, that African Americans or blacks, period, because the same thing happened in a movie called Cry Freedom that was supposed to be about Stephen Biko, and we actually learned very little about Stephen Biko from that picture. But this is told from the perspective of, this is told from the perspective of the black people who were doing who did the organizing and who basically took the hit initially.
And I want to continue there for a second, but we do have some people who are calling in. I definitely want to get their perspective. This morning, here on Praise in the City, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, in honor of this weekend's holiday, we are talking about the film Selma. I would love to hear from you on a number of accounts. One, did you live through the civil rights movement, and how do you feel about this film? Do you want to go see it, or are you like, no, I lived it, so I'm not going to see it? Point two, if you're a young person, do you want to go see it? Are you interested in seeing this, or are you going because your parents are like, no, you need to see this? What is your take on it? And point three, how are you perceiving the reception of this film? What are your thoughts about the film Selma? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Margaret calling in from Mount Airy. Margaret, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Well, thank you.
That's good. My sister and I are planning to see the film this evening.
Awesome.
We both are 63, and our parents were, you know, they were 90 when they passed. So they were like, they lived through it. However, my father was, God bless his soul, he was a history buff. And we had young grandchildren, my sister and I both. And what we want to do, we're making a time capsule for our grandchildren, because, like, we have our Obama memorabilia. We also, if, when this is released for a legitimate DVD, we want to put that, add that to the time capsule for our grandchildren, because it's very important. History, our history is rich. Very important. I feel every young person should go see this film. Behind the fact that the struggle, they need to see the struggle when it comes to time for voter registration. They really need to see how our forefathers suffered, really, really suffered, and they can see it on the screen. This is what it took for us to have the right to vote, and also other rights that we are benefiting from today. So that's my feeling on it, and I can't wait until that May time comes.
Yes. Awesome sauce. That is great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate hearing that perspective, and that's great that you're actually saving some memorabilia for your grandchildren, that kind of like a time capsule of sorts, right?
Yes, yes.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Denise, do you have any comments on that?
Well, it's good that she's doing that, and it's good that she's kind of doing it on a holistic level, including stuff from the Obama inaugurations and different things, because, you know, one of the problems that Selma has kind of shined a light on is the fact that our history isn't taught holistically. One of the problems that this film has had has kind of been like a backlash from partisans of President Johnson.
Yeah.
Who have, you know, taken to the Washington Post and other venues to say, oh, this film isn't historically accurate. It doesn't paint him as a bold ally for the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what these people fail to recognize is that, you know, you can dig up President Johnson's voting history before he became president
mm-hmm.
on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And while he ended up being an ally of Dr. King, there's a scene in the movie where he's telling, where Johnson and King are talking about voting rights, and Johnson is basically saying to King, well, you know, we can tackle this later.
Mm-hmm.
And King was like, okay, no, we're not going to tackle it later. We're going to tackle it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you know anything about politics, you know that politicians like one thing, and that's getting elected.
Mm.
So because they like getting elected, sometimes they have to be dragged kicking and screaming to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's basically what the 65 Voting Rights March from Selma to Montgomery did.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
dragged Lyndon Johnson kicking and screaming to do the right thing. Because when you look at his voting record, first of all, in the Texas legislature, he never met a piece of civil rights legislation he didn't want to vote against.
Mm.
And when he became president, he was a lot more pragmatic about it. He's
right.
like, look, you know, these are things we have to do, but I'd rather take them slowly.
Right, right, right.
But because Dr. King and his allies said, no, we're not going to let you take it slowly. We're not going to let you sit around and poke around when it comes to our right to vote. He was forced to do the right thing. And when you look at politicians in general, that's been happening with them, you know, and most of the best legislation that we've had in this country,
mm-hmm.
you know, since the country was founded. So in a way, I was like, okay, you know, this shows just how holistically our history is not taught in schools. American history isn't taught in schools. And it also shows that folks kind of want to revise it a little bit in terms of some of the backlash.
And I'm going to pause you right there because we need to get one more call on before we take a break. So, Margaret, thank you so much for calling in. I do appreciate that. And I hope you enjoy the movie. Yay. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the movie this afternoon.
Okay, dear. Thank you. And continue your good work, both of you ladies.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Greg calling in from Germantown. Greg, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Awesome sauce. So what is your take on Selma?
I actually took my mother to see the movie, and she's 73. I think mm-hmm. that it's very important that our young people see it to really understand that your vote can make a difference, and it does matter
mm-hmm.
in light of the situation that are going on across the country now with our young African-American males.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a poignant movie. It shows that if you do it the right way and be persistent, you can make a change.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And we need to see more of that.
And mm-hmm. understand that it doesn't have to be done with violence because they're building jails every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the truth. Thank you so much, Greg. I'm glad that you guys went to the film, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You do the same. Denise, hold the line. I see James from James. Okay, let's go to James calling in from Philadelphia. James, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, hi. I just want to comment because I work at a high school. I'm a high school dean, and we will be I will be escorting our honor students to view the, you know, to watch the film
Wonderful.
On the end of this month. And you know, I come from a very diverse high school, mm-hmm. and my principal, she really want to make sure that you know everyone get a chance to experience or just see how things were back then.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them don't know, and
yeah.
that's just really the unfortunate part about it. That
yeah.
a lot of our students, because Philadelphia is a melting pot,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of our students do not know a lot of Black history, and I think our school is doing a tremendous job in getting that information out to make them aware of what has what has happened in the past to keep us moving forward. But if I could comment on something else, if you don't mind.
No problem.
The Super Bowl is in Arizona this year. And when we enter, you know, Black History Month, because I grew up in that area where February was Black History Month. People should recognize Paul Tagliabue in the NFL, because he said that if you do not, Arizona was the last state to recognize Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday as a national holiday.
True.
And he said he made a statement. You talk about politics and doing things correctly and trying to work with people within your organization. He said that if you guys do not make that birthday a holiday, you'll never see a Super Bowl. So a lot of kudos goes out to, you know, the NFL and also Paul Tagliabue as well, because he made a powerful, powerful statement. And as a result of that, we'll be watching the Super Bowl on Black History Month from Arizona because of what the NFL and Paul Tagliabue as well. So I just wanted to add that to my comments this morning. Thank you very much.
Awesome sauce. Thank you, James, and thank you for your continued work with our youth.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So listen, if you have not yet chimed in on the film Selma, this is your opportunity to do so in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, which already passed, but we're honoring his birthday this coming Monday with a national holiday. So we are talking about this film and we want your take on it. Have you seen it? What did you think? Are you planning to see it? Why or why not? Did you live through the civil rights movement? And what is your perception of this film? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Stay there. We're going to take a brief break and return with more conversation after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
Yes.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Yes.
Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the second half of today's edition of Praise in the City. We are honoring the film Selma as we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, legacy, and his work. And the film Selma is getting a lot of press, a lot of buzz, a lot of praise from a lot of people. And we're talking about that this morning. So give us a call if you, A, have seen the film. What are your thoughts? B, if you have not seen the film, why or why not? Do you plan to see it? C, did you live through the civil rights movement and this is starting to stir up some feelings for you that maybe you can or cannot deal with? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. We have Denise Clay, our consummate news professional, joining us via the telephone this morning, and we thank her for her time and her patience on the program. Let's take a call, Denise, first, before we get back into discussion. We have Raymond on the line from West Oak Lane. Raymond, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
You know, yes, I had to chime in on a conversation. I was laying here in my mother's house, and I was thinking, why should I call?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in an interracial marriage,
mm-hmm.
and me and my wife, we went to see the movie up in Manny Young.
Okay.
And me and her, we looked around the movie and we observed something that was very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
We seen how white folks had their little children with them, taking them to the movie to see this movie. And then we looked around, we were saying, where's the black kids at?
Mm.
And so now what I do now, I'm a person that's been in and out of incarceration most of my life. Today I'm a Villanova graduate.
Awesome.
Thank you. And now I do drug and alcohol counseling. And many of the men and women who I counsel, they don't even know anything about Selma. And the sad thing about it, some of them think Selma was a woman.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. And I found that so disturbing. And then where I come from up at Greatest Ford, many of our young men up there don't know anything about what's going on in our history. And I think that, or my belief is that, as the saying goes, if you don't know about your history, you're going to continue to repeat it.
Yep, you absolutely.
Know? And I think that's what happened to me because of my ignorance. But I believe that it was a plot to do what they are doing to our race. Now, my wife said this, if I may, then I'm going to end. My wife said this, you know, when I was watching a movie, it stirred up a lot of emotions in me.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as the other movie with the maid.
Oh, The Help.
The Help. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we went to see that movie too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just shouted out. And I shouted out in such anger. My wife said, "You all right?" And I said, "No, I'm not all right."
Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't understand exactly where I was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because, you know, she wasn't. But as we continued to process what had happened, I said, "Donna, this is deep." So I can just imagine what my elders are experiencing as they watch that movie or as they look at our history of old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's really not of old because it's still new. It's just it's a systematic racism and prejudice going on now.
Mm-hmm.
With the building of institutions, and they put more money into institutions as opposed to schools.
So let me, one thing I do want to address and kind of pull it back a little bit. One of the things that we as in Denise and I started to touch on earlier, and Denise, you can chime in some more on this, is there's a movement called Students for Selma. It started in New York a few weeks ago. Philadelphia has picked it up, and it's about the black businesses have come together to raise money to buy up couple thousand tickets so that 7th, 8th, and 9th graders could go see the film for free. And that's here in Philadelphia. You can see it at a number of theaters throughout the city until Monday. So, you know, we're encouraging parents to, like, kind of get on that. And I think there's one specific showing that's happening today. At Temple University at the Pearl Theater.
But there is a
focused movement to have young people see this. Denise, do you want to chime in on more information that you may have that I may not have?
Well, it's you're right. It's a group of businesses around the country that have bought blocks of tickets. I read somewhere that one of the theaters had already sold out, I think it was for the Monday show.
Okay.
For one of the Monday shows.
Mm-hmm.
But while this was a great effort, you know, to bring 7th, 8th, and 9th graders in to see the movie, and I'm glad that it's doing well, I would have liked to have seen 11th and 12th graders get in on this, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's really the group of kids that really need to see this film. I taught in Southwest Philadelphia for a while, and I was able to, you know, explain to the students that I taught, you know, the importance of voting and the importance of understanding that there are a lot of people who went through a lot of really bad things to get the right for you to do certain things, like vote, like, you know, go to a lunch counter and have lunch if you want, or to be able to sit anywhere on the bus that you want.
Right.
And you need to understand the sacrifices they made so that you don't take what they did for granted.
Right.
And when you're dealing with, like, junior and senior level high school students, that's where our lack of holistic history instruction comes, like, smacking you in the face.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
I think this was a great effort on the part of the businesses to get the kids early.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that it would have been cool to get their older brothers and sisters. And I'm hoping that, you know, because, you know, little brother or little sister got the free ticket, that they'll take their older siblings along.
Amen. And Raymond, we're going to have to let you go on that point just because we have a couple other calls we want to get to.
And thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you so much. Thank you for your comments.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see, who do we have next? Larry, is it Vinette? Okay, let's go to Vinette calling in from New Jersey. Vinette, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Thank you. My name is Daynette.
Oh, Daynette? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm okay. So sorry.
No problem. I was just listening to your the radio station. I just wanted to make a comment, and hopefully the appropriate ears are listening. But basically, I wanted to make a comment about the young lady that was on, and she spoke about the two movies, Cry Freedom, and I forget the other one.
Uh-huh.
About how they were, the movie
Glory.
Was made, but it's based on the white man's, you know, perspective of it.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say, with this type of movie, Selma, and other movies that's out there, even Cry Freedom, if we can have black producers, et cetera, to produce those movies in the from the eyesight of the blacks.
Well, yeah, Selma is. I mean, Selma is, Ava DuVernay is the director of Selma.
Oh, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. If they would produce other movies like that as well.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were saying.
No, I'm saying, no, I love the movie. But mm-hmm. I'm saying to produce other movies like Cry Freedom from the black eyes as well.
And there are a lot of reasons why that doesn't happen. Denise, do you have a couple of comments on that?
First of all, if you're a black filmmaker and you want to do a historical picture and mm-hmm. you don't have Brad Pitt's phone number mm-hmm. for his Plan B productions, you are missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he produced not only this film, he also produced 12 Years a Slave, which came mm-hmm. out last year. So you have people who kind of get it. And Oprah also, Harpo Productions, mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. produced this film. Mm-hmm. Now,
right.
would it be nice to exactly. see other folks of Oprah stature who have the money to produce a film,
exactly.
you know, get mm-hmm. out there and do more of this kind of stuff?
Right.
Yes, it would be great. In fact, mm-hmm. if this kind of stuff would have been happening earlier, we might not. This might not be a conversation that we're still having.
True,
exactly.
But
we have to start
you know, because Hollywood works in such a way that you know they are basically you know the project with the money gets produced,
mm-hmm.
and there aren't a whole lot of Oprahs who are people of color with that kind of money, and there's not a lot of Brad Pitts who are, you know, who have Plan B and are willing to put the money up,
mm-hmm.
that's why you're just now starting to see films done from, you know, close to a, you know, a perspective that tells our stories from our point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, the one thing is I can say, as someone who's very, very interested in what's going on from a performance perspective, as an actress and also as a history buff, one of the things is we are starting to see a turn in the tide. So I'm celebrating that because there is a change, because it is starting to happen. Yeah, it should have happened a bazillion years ago, but
exactly.
it's happening now. So,
exactly.
you know, we can't stay too long on the woulda, shoulda, couldas. If it's happening
right.
now, let's keep moving in this right. direction and keep them coming. And
I agree.
All right, we're going to have to let you go on that because we have to get to another call. But thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call this morning.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Diane calling in from New Jersey. Diane, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
Breathing on schedule. Thank you.
Praise God. I'm mm-hmm. happy to you give me an opportunity to speak my part here.
Yes, ma'am.
I lived through Selma. I had an opportunity of going to a couple of Dr. King's speeches, and I praise God for that. But I also just wanted to say, I think that it's very important for not only black people, white people, Spanish people, all people to get together and see this movie. And it's very important for us as grandparents to instill in the younger people how important it is that they see this, because it's a different thing when they see it on the film. It's different from what we're saying. Perhaps it'll touch them. But I think the problem is that we, as grandparents, don't get out there and push it enough, explain, give our people, our younger people, black pride and things. I know this particular period gave me a lot of pride.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful thing to experience the unity. Oh, it was tragic. Don't
yeah.
get me wrong.
Right, right.
But it was also a beautiful thing because you got an opportunity to not only see black people, but you saw black, white, Spanish, all
Amen.
Kind of people in unity
Amen.
Fighting against the injustices
right.
that were going on.
And I'm going to have to stop you there because we have one more call. I want to try
and squeeze in before.
That's okay. Thank you so much for that impassioned comment.
Welcome.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's go to Dexter calling in from New Jersey. Dexter. Oh, darn it. We wanted to hear what you had to say. Apparently, he was saying, according to Larry, our producer, originally he was from Alabama, and his mother participated in the march. So I really wanted to hear what you had to say. But thank you anyway for considering calling in, Dexter. That's about it. Denise, final parting thoughts on why people should see, support, and drag all aged children to see this.
Well, you know, dragging kids to the movies, I don't know about that. But it's a very well-done film.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll give you a little insight into a part of history that you might not have been around for. I was a year old when the Voting Rights Act was passed. So, you know, while I'm a geek and I study this kind of stuff pretty mm-hmm. regularly, I had an idea of what went on. But, you know, it's nothing until you see it for yourself. And whoever did the cinematography on this film mm-hmm. did an amazing job. While I was, you know, kind of annoyed that it only got 2 Oscar nominations, I was really annoyed for the cinematographer because that person did an outstanding job.
And I'm going to have to stop you there. Bringing you in. I'm going to have to stop you right there just because we are literally out of time. Denise, thank you so much for your comments. And thank you for always being an amazing guest. I appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. Well, thank you for having me.
Awesome sauce. Much love going to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
Listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.